Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. In the last edition of World Ocean Radio, I expressed my deep frustration with the international focus on fossil fuel emissions as the primary, even sole cause of climate change. Our inability to pursue a successful strategy there, despite resolve, is a depressing counterforce against response required to meet the ever more evident consequences we face. With climate condition constantly in the news, public awareness must follow. But are we exploring other pathways to success beyond opposition to the vested interests of the international corporate and nation-state oil and gas producers? Are we missing the big picture? A recent article in Medium by Elizabeth Robson, an environmental activist, describes the challenge of ecological overshoot, the deficit consumption of natural resources beyond the capacity of the Earth ecosystems to provide. She identifies the problem as, quote, carbon tunnel vision, and outlines many of the other areas of concern where we can apply our imagination, technology, and political engagement to connect and amplify a more coherent solution. She lists other areas of crisis, such as biodiversity loss, habitat destruction, species loss, extinction, freshwater scarcity, air pollution, water pollution and acidification, widespread persistent toxic pollutants, overpopulation, overconsumption, overdevelopment, deforestation, soil contamination, erosion, eutrophication, and declining carrying capacity of planetary systems overwhelmed. What interests me most about this list is that I know that there are many organizations and individuals worldwide aware and interested in these problems, working hard to study them, proposing solutions in the form of regulations and policies and international agreements. But I also know that they are impeded by the parameters of their interest, interacting with others of like mind, and investing their energy and commitment in responsibly crafted arguments, initiatives, and actions. But they, too, are often disappointed by misunderstanding and indifference, and like me, asking, what will it take? We are not blind to the overall problem, and if we are in doubt, recent climate-explained events near and far should open our eyes more widely. The paradox is that we are not blind to, but cannot see, the coherence in all our individual actions, and we are organized to maintain that disassociation by our organizational structures, conventions, and expectations that deny the openness of vision required to see outside where collaboration and synergy begin. I see it in so many ways, in the scientific departments, in the management hierarchies, in the so-called efficiencies in systems that benefit only the controllers, not the users or recipients. In the ocean world, funding follows fancy. Presently, marine protected areas, an excellent concept without question, but into which today a vast amount of available funding and philanthropy is invested, to the exclusion of other equally excellent programs seeking support. When we meet mostly with common interests and like minds. When we attempt to partner, we fear the loss of autonomy and advantage, or assume that the display of our logos represents adequate success, if only by association. What if we all step back and realize that inclusion and diversity in ideas, as well as people, is a strength, not a weakness? What if we aligned ourselves horizontally, not vertically, to understand that cross-sectoral accommodation is advantage to our purpose? What if we realized and communicated this interaction of cause and effect as our collective mission, understanding that by vertical and alone we are failing, but by horizontal and together we are mimicking the reality of natural systems that are all entwined in a global eco-embrace? In the darkness of the tunnel, it might be a good idea to join our ideas together, to unite our perspectives as a necessary means, unified, to seek the light. In philosophy, humanism refers to a non-theistic view centered on human agency and a reliance on science and reason rather than revelation from a supernatural source to understand the world. We can pray for salvation, I suppose, but if we truly believe in ourselves and living in this world matters as survival, then the unity of science and reason, of aligned perspective, might also serve, and our best interest advanced by inclusive action, pursuing all solutions together at once. It gives me hope just to say it aloud. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.